Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, folks? What is going on? So, Jimmy Kimmel makes shots at Trump, delivers some big shots at Trump. This guy's doubling down. This guy is going all in. And let me tell you, folks, from what I'm watching on the battlefield, from what I can see, they should be very, very worried. And the fact that he's doubling down, and any of you know Jimmy or know people around him, send him this. Send him this. It doesn't matter what you say. Nothing's going to help you. I know what I'm looking at here. I know what I'm watching. It's a slow drowning. You're in quicksand, friend. It's coming. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. Nothing you say or joke about is going to become a reality. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble, buddy! Yeah! Woo! So sorry. So sorry. So Jimmy Kimmel reads President Trump truth post live at the Oscars. Then jokes about him going to jail. Oh, man. You just want to make it worse for yourself, huh? Worse for yourself. Okay. Okay. I know what I'm looking at here. I know what I'm looking at here. And, bye-bye very soon. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, on Amazon, please leave an honest review. The Mexican mix. Please leave an honest review. I read them to my mom. I really do. I honestly do. Folks, the battle's heating up, and these people are going to get more and more arrogant. I watched Robert De Niro and Bill Maher talk about you're not going to have a show anymore. He's going to come after me, making jokes. Folks, savor this time. Savor this time, because I'm telling you right now, it's very enjoyable to see panic. It's 2016 2.0 all over again. All the celebrities, all the politicians, they're like, oh, shit. This is a reality. He's not going away. The people love him. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. Not sleep at night and hope and pray that your evil little friends in the background are going, don't worry. The charges will stick. Don't worry. It's going to happen. No, it's not. No, it's not. Just watch. Watch. All right, folks. Noble Gold. Noble Gold, baby. If you have a bank account, pay attention, because we all have one. Your savings could be at risk. The U.S. banking system is once again under extreme stress. This jeopardizes you and your family, but there's an easy way to protect yourself, and that is gold, folks. Thank you very much for the super chat. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your family's financial future. NobleGoldInvestors.com. Down below, folks, hit the link, get started, get yourself some gold. And guess what, folks? I got a new ad read from Chuck Norris. Wah! Chuck Norris, I'll be reading those pretty soon. He has a pretty cool product. So, yeah. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Whew. Twitter or X, Nino Boxer. Patreon.com, bing, right there. Get yourself a Sancho shirt. Get yourself some Sancho. Get yourself some Sancho. The women love the Sancho. They like the nastiness. They like the nastiness of the Sancho. All right, folks. Nino's Corner.tv. Nino's Corner.tv. Fire. Wow. Well, I asked for it, and I got it. Mark Fisher, BLM leader and founder of the Rhode Island chapter, second fraternity, the founder of the Rhode Island chapter of Black Lives Matter, Mark Fisher, joins me on ninoscorner.tv to discuss burning down buildings. Just kidding. I told them they need to put casinos. They need to put casinos in the ghetto like the Indians. That should be the reparations. Let's put casinos in every ghetto, and I'll go. I'll go. I'll play. I'll donate my money to some roulette, blackjack, you know, whatever. So Mark Fisher, great interview. He answered every question. He answered my questions and your questions. Great guy. Stellar interview. Honestly, you guys will like this interview. And he talks about how he endorsed Mr. T. Jim Willie coming with the financial support. Doom and gloom. Financial apocalypse, folks. The financial apocalypse is coming. The only thing I know to do, the only thing I trust right now is gold. So go to Noble Gold. I know it's an ad thing, whatever, but if I can give it a plug, I'm going to give it a plug. You need gold. I have Sheila Holm back again. Now, her video knocked it out of the park on YouTube. Wow. Sheila Holm knocked it out of the park. She came back on ninoscorner.tv, and I haven't put this up yet. I'm about to probably tonight. Talking about her. Very well-researched lady, by the way. Unbelievable. And I think she does a lot of research for Juanito. Not that he needs it, to be honest. But she, man, talks about the things that are going on behind the scenes with the white hat moves. And let me tell you, folks, it's convincing. Now, I lay it out for you all to play it out. I don't know if it's true. I don't know, but she's very convincing. And she researches. Really like an investigative journalist, and she does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. She said that Trump has quoted her on a few things. And I got to tell you, folks, I know that the circles she runs with, very credible lady. So it's worth listening to. And that's on ninoscorner.tv tonight, probably. Yeah, I'll put it up tonight. I was going to let the Mark Fisher interview run a little longer, but I'll probably put up Sheila Holmes tonight because a lot of people are asking about it. It's big. It's probably one of my most stellar interviews to really get your hopes up. Not that I'm trying to get your hopes up, but to get you understanding what's happening behind the scenes, the Rothschilds, the whole families, all the families. It's incredible. It's incredible. And she's able to go in chronological order on how all of this is happening. The moves behind the scenes. What's happening with the military right now? I didn't even know half of this. So she really takes her time to explain how the moves are being made and what's happening. We're gonna be, and that's almost a two-hour show. It's almost a two-hour show on ninoscorner.tv. And I got to tell you, it's worth going over there and listening to this. So I also have Scott McKay and Michael Jaco, the three amigos coming back on. Me, Scott, and Jaco. Dustin Nemos, I think Dustin Nemos, I have him today. Scott Bennett, he's out in Ukraine having some fun. Yeah, I doubt that. Russia, I guess he's in Russia. Anyway, he's coming back on. I got SGN on. We're going to be doing some war gaming together. He's coming back on. I have Akshay. Well, fuck it. He's going to Antarctica. I don't know how to say his last name. Anyway, he's going to Antarctica, and he's going to go on to Antarctica on foot. This is going to be an incredible interview. God, I'm always worried. Bullshit. Almost. Yeah, guys, I told you the story where I burned my eyebrows off in front of a chick one time, right? I was lighting. I was looking cool. My eyebrows caught on fire. If you look at my eyebrows, they look like two caterpillars on my face. About to weave a cocoon and fly away like butterflies. Two caterpillars on my face that are going to weave a cocoon, hang over my eyes, and then fly away. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Oh, yeah. YouTube is having major issues, huh? All right, folks, turn it down or turn it up. Here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. All right. The Oscars suck. That's all I'm going to say. They had a chance to really do the right thing, didn't they? Do the right thing. Shine a light on human trafficking. Do the right thing. At least talk about the movie a couple times. Nah, they don't even bring it up. They completely ignored the movie Sound of Freedom. That tells you all you need to know. They ignored it. They just said, you know what? We're not touching this. And then John Cena wants to make a statement. So what is he? He gets up. I didn't watch it, folks. I didn't watch, but I will say I had to read up on what happened so I can talk about it today. John Cena shows up naked. Is that what's going on now? Is that how desperate they are for attention? Dude, aren't you like 50 something years old? What are you doing? Who'd you make a deal with? Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll show up naked. Do you want me to wear a dress too? So all of that happens. All of that perversion happens. But no mention of Sound of Freedom. Not even a squeal. Not even a whisper. Nothing. And the audience claps when Jimmy Kimmel throws Trump under the bus. The audience goes wild. They're so happy. Because they're all in trouble. Fuck you. Oh, I'm going to watch you squirm this whole year. Because nothing's going to happen. Incredible things are going to happen. It's going to be biblical. Incredible things are going to happen. That's all I got to say. So, Mr. T has said many things. One of the things that you should pay attention to is 82%. Supposedly, we have hit 82%, which is big. But we will wait a little longer. We're going to wait a little longer for their arrogance, their confidence, to make sure it's just at the right temperature. You want it, it's just like cooking. You want it to be at the right temperature. So that way, when you, bam! It's like, what happened? Oh, man. All right, folks. I'm telling you, paying close attention to this war. So they're toast and they know it, all right? I by the way, I changed the title like three times because news keeps coming onto my desk, and I'm like, shit, I got to keep changing things. So I keep changing it. So they're toast and they know it. But right now, they're squirming. They don't sleep at night. If you think you can't sleep at night because the country's in trouble, they're not sleeping. Okay, they know what's coming. You have De Niro going on Bill, whatever his name is, Mar. You won't have a show anymore. They'll come looking for me. Why would they come looking for you? I don't understand why the guilty conscience, De Niro. Why would anyone come looking for you? I don't understand that. I mean, what'd you do? I'm just asking a question. These are just questions. I don't know. Why would Bill Maher not have his show anymore? I don't understand this. Gee, interesting. I don't know. I've bet Cash Patel on my show live that he thinks it's going to a November cycle, and I say, nah, I'm going to say event. So I think there's going to be a lot of things happening. They're going to double down, triple down. The arrogance is there. And enjoy this, folks. Enjoy them doubling, tripling down. Enjoy it. Enjoy it for all it's worth. Because the boomerang, when it comes, it's going to be fucking glorious. But then, the event, I think, will be like an unplug. Like, fuck this, just unplug the whole thing. Just do it. They're going to have to hold on to Biden, folks. And I don't know what's going to happen before convention. There's going to be a lot of events. There's going to be a string of events. I don't know if he's going to. It looks like to me, Cash Patel has said this. It looks like he could. And I have to pose everything on YouTube as a question. It looks like he could move over for maybe Newsom or something like that. We'll wait and see. They're playing Democrat musical chairs. They're trying to figure it out. But if you know the game that's happening behind the scenes, Pelosi is gone, right? They can't use her. So they're stuck. Sounds like a position that, I don't know, is very strategic, if you ask me. Coming from a fighter, I'm a fighter, and I know what I'm looking at, okay? So Pelosi cannot be moving into place, and Kamala, she won't do either because there's a lot of legality surrounding her. But maybe they could just maneuver her just right to step down and allow Newsom in. I don't know how they're going to do this. As of right now, you all need to enjoy this panic because it's going to get real. It's going to be 2016 2.0. You think 2016, the shit that was getting thrown at it was bad? Ooh, baby, it's going to get much worse. Much worse. So we are going to start seeing a rebranding of Joe Biden, by the way. So this rebranding, he's going to be taking on the old cool guy. He's going to be self-deprecating and comical. He's going to be the funny old guy that slips up and makes fun of himself and trying to get people to like him again. So that's the rebranding you're going to start watching right now is Joe Biden's like, I'm the old cool guy. I know what it's like to be old, eating ice cream, sniffing children, you know, the same old shit. He's going to try to be likable. That's going to be their campaign. Be the likable old guy. Try to be likable. Folks, mark my words, this is what they're going with. It's desperate, but they're going to make it look funny. The funny old comical guy that everyone likes, old smoking Joe. And then maybe the switcheroo at the convention. Thanks, Miss Lauren. Do I know what's happening with Kate? I don't know who Kate is. Who's Kate? Who's Kate? Anyone want to catch me up on that one? So we can look at a switcheroo. We can also look at maybe he saves the day and maybe he gets tough on Israel and maybe there's a ceasefire and Joe Biden's going to run with that on the campaign saying, I did the ceasefire. I don't know. There's so many moves here. But all options, one thing I know for sure, all options are going to fail because the one thing they can't stop, the man upstairs, God, he's in control. Sorry, a lot of you don't want to hear that. Meanwhile, in Haiti, state of emergency, and they're going to evacuate Haiti. So what do you think that means, folks? Time to evacuate Haiti from ravaging cannibals that are running around in street gangs eating people. Eating fucking people. Okay? This is, I don't want to say anything's real on FluffTube, but allegedly this is what's happening in Haiti. Street gangs of cannibals are running around eating people. Where's Dahmer when you need him? We could send our all-star player over there and make this a reality show, I think. I think it'd be an amazing reality show. Tune into it. I think it'd get amazing ratings. It could come on right after the Oscars. And I don't know. Send Dahmer. Send in Dahmer. Send in the Dahmer. Okay? I don't know. Oh, boy. And as all this happens, as we continue heading into uncharted waters this year, Americans are prepping like never before. So Americans are prepping in alarming numbers, from buying guns, ammo, and supplies to gold and silver. It's happening. All your friends are prepping. So should you. The one thing I know to do, gold and silver, gold and silver, gold and silver, gold and silver, go to Noble Gold. So America is getting ready for a political upheaval. We can all feel it. We all see it. We all know it. Get your food. I think I have a My Patriot Supply link down there below too. I got that. I at least got that. There are buckets of food you can store on your shelf. Go down there, hit the link, go to My Patriot Supply and buy some food. Put it on your shelf. It doesn't go bad. I've got 6 months. Actually, I think I got a year's worth now. I got a year's worth of that now. I've also got rice and beans. I've got canned food. And I got guns to fight anyone off. You saw me in the desert. I'm practicing. I'm out in the desert practicing like it's fucking Mad Max. And we're going to do some more of that. I think Ron Fortin's going to come back down. We're going to go out in the desert and go practice shooting. All right. Haiti collapsed. Haiti has collapsed. Cannibals and gangs on the loose. U.S. military airlifts non-essential staff from embassy in Haiti, bolster security amid ongoing gang violence. U.S. military crews have airlifted non-essential U.S. embassy personnel in Haiti out of harm's way amid a surge of gang-related violence against the government, according to a statement Sunday from the U.S. Southern Command. The U.S. military said it carried out the operation in Haiti to get some embassy personnel out of the country and bolstered security at the facility in Port-au-Prince, the capital. I don't know how you say that, Port-au-Prince. But at the request of the Department of State, the U.S. military conducted an operation to augment the security of U.S. embassy and allow our embassy mission operators to continue and enable non-essential personnel to depart. The U.S. Southern Command said in the statement, a state of emergency remains in effect in Haiti as skirmishes continue between armed gang members and Haitian national police. The U.S. military statement said Sunday, no Haitians were on board the military aircraft used for evacuation. I somehow have a hard time believing that. I remember I was at the airport in El Paso, and there was a lot of illegal immigrants from Haiti. From Haiti, folks. I saw it with my own eyes at the El Paso airport. They're here. So maybe they're using this as an excuse to say, time to bring them to America. You need some cannibals? Let's bring some cannibals in. Let's make this really fun. And you know the elites are going to be in their bunkers watching this going, oh, look at that guy run. He's running from the cannibal. This is hilarious. Oh, God. I don't know. That's what I picture. I picture them in their bunkers with cameras set up. All these cameras set up on the streets. Go to camera 25. Go to camera 3. Go to camera 3. Oh, my God. Look at that lady. She's getting mugged. Oh, the cannibal's eating her. I don't know how they're going to do this. I bet you that's something. I bet you I'm right, though. I bet you something like that's going to happen. All right. I'm going to try to pull it in a little bit. Pull it in. Let's get to one of America's dumbest distractions, and that's the Oscars. Completely ignoring the box office hit, the movie that came from nowhere, nowhere, and beat all box office numbers, Sound of Freedom. And here was Hollywood's chance. Here was Hollywood's chance to shine a light, to shine a light on human trafficking. But did they? No. Crickets. Just crickets. And I don't know what the ratings are. Maybe someone could tell me what the ratings are. I haven't read the ratings yet. I don't know how many people tuned into this garbage. But nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Not even a mention of the movie. That's how scared they are. They don't want to shine a light on this movie. But Nino will. Nobody else is talking about it. Everyone else should be up in arms right now. All podcasters out there, my challenge goes out to you. Why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about them completely ignoring it? Why? You scared? Scared to go against the grain? Pussies. Do you realize how big this could have been? How big this could have been for humanity if the Oscars just would have shined a light on it? But no. Never. Oscar ceremony is delayed as stars, including Ariana Grande, whatever her name is, are forced to exit the cars and walk. Oh, my God, they had to walk. They were forced to exit the cars and walk. Oh, God. They had to walk among the peasants? After anti-Israel protesters block route to L.A.'s Dolby Theater. Attendees of the 90th Oscar, it's 96th, 96th Oscars, damn. We're seen exiting their vehicles as pro-Palestine protesters crowded the street in Los Angeles. The singer-songwriter posted a faceless photo to Instagram, simply captioned "traffic." Oh, this traffic is terrible. The award ceremony itself began 5 minutes late due to the gridlock. The Oscar ceremony was delayed. By five minutes, folks. It was an inconvenience for 5 minutes. As Hollywood's biggest stars were forced to abandon their vehicles and walk to the venue. Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's so terrible. They got to walk. They had to walk among the peasants. Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous. I can't believe I'm reading this shit. And that's why I act the way I act. Because it's such horse shit. Jimmy Kimmel Oscar monologue helps praise on union rank and file. Jimmy Kimmel took it easy on Hollywood mostly, but trashes Trump. The guy got up there and read a true social from Trump and just threw him under the bus. But that's okay. Trust me. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, because when the boomerang goes, which it's already on its way, which I've heard. So things are being organized. I wish. Go to ninoscorner.tv. Go to, do yourself a favor. Cancel Netflix. Go to ninoscorner.tv. And I think I'm going to create a charity. I'm going to try to create a charity that a portion of the ninoscorner.tv goes to a charity. I'm working on that now. I haven't figured it out. I don't know yet. So I got to talk to my people, my tech team, and figure out how we can do this, because I don't know how to do it. I don't. So in a monologue that made jokes about safe subjects, like Trump being one of them, by the way, how good looking Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie are, and Botox is such shallow shit. His monologue climax with the tribute to the safest people in Hollywood to praise union crews following a year of strikes and actors and writers that brought the industry to a halt for months, welcoming dozens of tuxedo clad blue collar union workers, including truck drivers and crew, to the stage. He promised, "I'm going to make sure the show goes really long tonight so you get a ton of overtime." So they act like they're doing the good thing, right? Bring the truck drivers on, bring the union workers on. Let's pat them on the back, and then let's trash Trump and all of MAGA, which is about 90 million Americans or more. He also took some self-deprecating shots at on-screen talent like himself. So he made sure to make fun of himself so he could be the funny guy. So he could be really funny and likable. Just like Joe Biden is going to do in his new campaign. He's going to be a real likable old guy. You know, they got these think tanks behind these people. Like, how can we make him likable? Well, I got an idea. Well, let's just make fun. Let's have Joe make fun of himself. That's going to be our campaign. Let's just make him the likable old guy trying to save America. That's what they're going to do. Spoiler alert. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Lord Edo. So what? I can't read sometimes. My eyesight's getting blurry. Did anyone really think SOF would get even a mention? You're right. They didn't. Nope. I didn't think they would. Oppenheimer takes best picture, and a naked John Cena wears just an envelope. Geez, he really needs attention. Wow. An envelope. I didn't see this. I don't know if you guys saw this. Award season behemoth Oppenheimer didn't steamroll the Oscars, but racked up big wins and did take home the night's biggest prize. So that beat out Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom literally changed human consciousness on this planet. Believe me, it did. In a good way. But Oppenheimer, man, you just can't beat a movie that is about nuking millions of people. Innocent people. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. Destruction. How we made the bomb. See what they're doing? It's conditioning, folks, because that's the event. Listen to what I'm saying. Oppenheimer is a very important movie because that's where they're herding the cattle. If you know what I'm saying, that's where the cattle's going. Thank you, Nino. I'm subscribed to ninoscorner.tv and watch your morning shows all the time. Love all you do to get their truth. Thank you. Hey, yo, thank you very much. So here are the highlights, including naked John Cena and a rockin' Ryan Gosling who plays Barbie. Or what did he play? Ken on Barbie? I'm not gonna. I don't think Ryan Gosling looks like a Ken doll. I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies. I'm probably some of you. Oh, Ryan Gosling's gorgeous. Nah, I'm a man. I don't want to see another good looking man. He's built like a woman. Sorry. Sorry. I call it what I see it. There's no masculinity there. There's none. There's zero. He has no masculinity. I might be biased. I'm just calling it the way I see it. Yeah, this daylight savings time has me messed up too, by the way. I missed an interview because I slept in. Sorry. But I'm glad she forgave me. It was Sheila Holm, and that was a big interview. And I missed the interview our original time, and I had to call her and be like, I did not know it was daylight savings time. So it's spring forward and fall backwards. I always forget that. Why do people call me when I'm on my morning show, especially when they know I'm on my morning show? I don't get it. Obviously, not enough people watch me to give a shit. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Yeah, I thought they did away with that, too. I don't know. So, senseless garbage. What do red pins mean at the Oscars? Billy English and brother what the hell is this guy's name? Phineas make huge statements. How do they make huge statements? You want to know how they made big, huge statements, folks? They wore a pin. Billy English and her brother Phineas made big political statements at the Oscars. They wore a red Artist for Ceasefire pins to call a peace for the Middle East. Oh, my gosh. You mean like you didn't get in a plane and go there? You just wore a little pin. That's what you did. How cute. Oh, my gosh. The pin was a huge statement. That was a huge statement, folks. Wearing a little pin. Earlier this year, Annie.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Lennox asked for peace in the Middle East at the Grammy Awards. Now more stars are joining her call for peace in the Israel-Hamas war. And do you see where this is going? So as the celebrities get together and go, we need peace. We need peace. Who's going to bring it to them? Who's going to bring it to them in an election year? Who's going to bring, if you were doing the campaign and you were in charge of everything, like, you know who? They, when we say they, if you were them, how would you play this card? Well, all the celebrities go on the Oscars and they wear pins and they're asking for peace. Biden. You heard me right. Genius. Perfect. Yes, yes, yes. Make Biden the peacemaker. He'll have a ceasefire and then we'll run with it. We'll make it. We'll plaster it everywhere. We'll have all the celebrities talking about it. We'll have everyone talking about how Biden delivered peace. Do you guys get what I'm saying here? And then that may be enough for them to run on and make it believable. Make it believable when it comes to November. It's easy to see. I mean, it's easy to see. A blind man can really see this. Wow, that's a big game plan. Not when you know they're all in bed together. And they all talk on the phone. BB. I can't even imagine what the conversation is like, but I bet you they're planning it out. I got to tell you, folks, there's nothing like a cigar and a black coffee in the morning. But it's not that good when the coffee goes cold. Black cold coffee is nasty. Black coffee is gross anyway. I like cream in it, but I'm doing my fasting right now. And my fasting, I feel like, yeah, you know what, folks, you're right. I have a Barbie pillow. Someone just said that. I do have a Barbie pillow, but it's to support my back, okay? Ryan Gosling probably does not have a Barbie pillow. You're right. I do. But I'm wearing this Sancho shirt. So Sancho gets away with whatever he wants. What happened to Princess Kate, William's wife? I don't know. That's news to me. You might want to just put it in the chat and tell me what the hell's going on because I don't even know. I don't follow that shit. Now, here we go. Now Biden pokes fun at his age, folks. I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. So, in a new advertisement for his reelection campaign, President Biden tries to take one of his greatest perceived liabilities as a candidate, his age, and turn it into an advantage, like I said he would. Look, I'm not the young guy. That's no secret, says a smiling Joe Biden, talking directly into the camera. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. Yeah, you sure do, like wreck the fucking economy. The president, 81, goes on to list the accomplishments of his first term, including his handling of the boogeyman, capping insulin prices for older consumers, and passing infrastructure legislation, while contrasting his record with that of former Mr. T., The likely Republican nominee, they're going to still try to get these charges pinned on them, folks. That's what they're hoping for. And in the circles of these celebrities and politicians, they're like, yeah, it's going to work. Don't worry. We got them. These charges will stick. Not understanding. If you're on my show, understanding. They're not understanding. They're not getting it. There's something bigger behind him. It doesn't matter. He's just the front man of the band. He's just a front man. And we got safeties. You're screwed. You're screwed. With a fiery State of the Union address, with a fiery State of the Union address under his belt, Mr. Biden is entering a full campaign mode. He's getting out of his basement. That's full campaign mode. The new ad is the first in a 30 million blitz that will target key battleground states over the next 6 weeks. Mr. Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses are crisscrossing the country to host political events. So they're getting out of the basement, folks. And on Saturday, three Democratic groups representing people of color, the AAP, whatever, Victory Fund and Collective PA SPAC, said, and the Latino Victory Fund are endorsing Mr. Biden and pledging to spend another $30 million to turn their voters out. So the difference between this and 2020 is they're actually getting out to campaign. So what does that mean? They know they have to get out and campaign now. They're worried. Smoking Joe Biden campaign builds on the State of the Union buzz. The White House and campaign, Biden campaign called this State of the Union, month. And Thursday's speech is being amplified by a $30 million ad buy, including sports during March Madness and presidential's travel to swing states, Pennsylvania Friday, Georgia on Saturday. So they also think they're draining Mr. T's funds, so he cannot campaign. That's another thing. Wanted to bring that to your attention. It's all strategy. Why it matters. The campaign wants viewers to keep seeing President Biden as a feisty fighter. He'll take on anybody at 81 years old. Smoking Joe Biden. That's what they're going to call him, like Smoking Joe Fraser. They're going to call him Smoking Joe. Smoking Joe Biden. But remember what happened to Smoking Joe Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Remember that? Like the irony here? Trump, you're allowed to use that if you want to. You're allowed to use that. You can use that. I'll hand that to you, and you can use that all you want. Down goes Frazier. Smoking Joe Frazier. Down goes Frazier. So this is it, folks. The campaign will build on the State of the Union buzz, and he's going to be the likable old guy with a lot of fire and smoke up his ass. An iconic World War II photo showing a non-sensual kiss was almost banned from display. It didn't last long. So Washington, the Veteran Affairs Secretary, has revealed a department memo that aimed to ban the VA displays of the iconic VJ Day. The VJ Day in Times Square. Photograph of a Navy sailor kissing a woman. Have you guys seen this? You guys have seen this photo. It's a very famous photo. It's of the sailor kissing the woman when the war ended. Anyway, that's just a little too provocative. Two heterosexuals kissing. Oh, my God. Ew, yuck. Displays of the iconic VJ Day Times Square. Photograph of a Navy sailor kissing a woman he did not know on the streets of New York. So since he didn't know her, that's just wrong. That's wrong. But it's okay for a man to dress up like a you-know-what and parade around in schools. That's okay. Even if he's just wearing a thong. Secretary Dennis McDonough, acted hours after a copy of a memo from a VA assistant undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from all VA health facilities was shared on social media. The memo had said the photo depicts a non-consensual act. It's a non-consensual act, so they want it removed. A man kissing a woman, it was non-consensual, and it needs to be removed. It's in bad taste. But if it was two guys, I'm sure it'd be okay. That's okay. Inside Trump's TikTok flop. Have you guys seen this? I don't know what to make of this. I'm going to look into it. Former President Trump stunned Republican China hawks. This week, when he appeared to argue against banning TikTok, the juggernaut video app owned by Beijing-based ByteDance and beloved by young Americans, why it matters. Trump's spirit. Actually, this could be a genius move on his part because there's a lot of youth that want TikTok. And if he backs it, think about this for a second. I know it's China owned the whole thing, but if he takes a stance for it, and as shallow as the youth is and impressionable as they are, hello. This could send him over the edge. Just saying. If he's against the banning of TikTok, that could help him out a lot in the campaign. And then, I don't know, I'm just saying, just throwing it out, thinking out loud. I'm just strategizing out loud. Why it matters. Trump spearheaded the original U.S. threat to ban TikTok over national security concerns. 4 years later, President Biden and Congress have picked up the mantle with a bipartisan bill targeting ByteDance, set to hit the House floor next week. During the news, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerberg will double their business. I don't want Facebook, who helped during the election, to do any better. They're the true enemy of the people, Trump posted on Truth Social Thursday. So he's saying, if you get rid of TikTok, it's going to make Facebook and Zuckerberg double their business. Members of Congress were bombarded with calls and threats from angry constituents this week after TikTok launched an aggressive campaign warning its users that the app was at risk of being shut down in the U.S. Thank you, Trail Rider. Appreciate it. Steve Bannon, my boy Steve, Bull Steve-O, Steve Bannon, suggests Donald Trump has been bought off. I'm going to go ahead and text Bannon and see if he's serious about it. I don't think he's serious. Steve Bannon, the one-time advisor to Donald Trump, suggested on Saturday that the former president was paid off after a shift in stance in TikTok. TikTok, the immensely popular video sharing app known for its predominantly young audience, has once again come under scrutiny from the U.S. lawmakers. This app is currently owned by Chinese tech company ByteDance, which has spurred significant suspicion that its abundance of user data is being furnished to the Chinese government. While ByteDance and TikTok have dismissed these accusations, lawmakers have continued to consider their options. A bipartisan bill put forward by members of the House Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and Chinese Communist Party last week would work to incentivize divestment of TikTok by ByteDance. So, I don't know. I know that TikTok is massive competition for FluffTube. I know that much. So if TikTok goes away, maybe FluffTube gets even harsher. I don't know, because they'll have no competition. If you get rid of TikTok, there's a lot of things at play here, folks. Oh, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because TikTok, from what I understand, is the only competition to FluffTube. Just saying. SG Anon says what? SG Anon says they bring back the witch. Possible. Big possibility, but it won't work. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. Netanyahu says at least 13,000 terrorists among Palestinians killed. Frankfurt. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that at least 13,000 terrorists were among the Palestinians killed during Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip and vowed to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave. A move U.S. President Joe Biden has described as a red line. A red line. Nearly 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza during the five-month-long war that began after Hamas militants attacked Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and seizing 253 hostages, according to Israeli tallies. The Gaza Health Ministry does not break down the death toll between civilians and Hamas militants, but it said that 72% of those killed were women and children. Hamas dismisses Israel's toll for militants as attempts to portray fake victories. Mass exodus threatened by chief rabbi if Haradim, I guess that's how you say it, Haradim, are forced into military service. So Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, the chief rabbi of Israel, has sparked controversy with his recent remarks on the compulsory drafting of Haradim into the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, during this weekly lesson in Jerusalem on Saturday night. Yosef declared, if they force us to join the army, we will all move abroad, signaling a potential mass departure that could shake the very foundations of the state. Emphasizing the critical role of the Torah on the Torah study in Israel's success and survival, Yosef argued the yeshivas and kollels are what hold up the world. The state exists on Torah study. And without the Torah, there would have been no success for the army. He recalled the military's achievements of October 7th, attributing them to divine protection afforded by Torah leaving rather than military prowess alone. As all this is happening, Americans are now prepping more than ever. Prepping for disaster diversifies as more Americans lose trust. So, Colorado, March 9th, Brooke Morgan surveyed booths at the Survival and Prepper Show. There's a Survival and Prepper Show? I didn't even know about this. In Colorado, that were stocked with boxes of ammunition, mounds of trauma medical kits, and every type of knife imaginable. This is probably in a massive industry taking off right now, now that I think about it. Prepping, folks. This is going to be huge. It's huge right now. A self-described 30-year-old, oh boy, here we go. A self-described 30-year-old lesbian from Indiana, Morgan, is one of the new breed of Americans getting ready to survive political upheaval and a natural catastrophes, a pursuit that until recently was largely associated with far-right movements. And it looks like the liberals are getting on board, such as white nationalists since the 1980s. Researchers say, so it shows you how far behind the ball they are. If they were doing this since the 1980s and you're just now catching on, it shows you who was right, not just far right. Researchers say this, the number of preppers have doubled in size to about 20 million since just 2017. Much of that growth is from minorities and people considered left of center politically, whose sense of insecurity was heightened by Donald Trump's 2016 election. So it's Trump's fault. That's why they're prepping. So the right's prepping because of Biden, and the left is prepping because of Trump. Wow, there's some kind of real serious disconnect here, man. I don't know what world that is. I don't know. I'm trying to understand it, but I can't. Why? Because I have logic. There's a thing called logic that I think they lack. I don't know, but it's interesting. It's really interesting to see. But they know to prep. I'm really surprised by the number of people of color here, Morgan said. I always went to these shows with my family in Indiana, and it was just white people who were my parents' age. There are a lot of younger people here now, too. It's a real change. So younger black lesbians are now prepping. Morgan grew up in the prepper family and still considers herself self-reliant and ready to handle a disaster, but she's left the prepper world of her youth behind in part to escape the conservatism associated with the movement. So liberals can be preppers too. I've never gone to any of these prepping conventions. I'm pretty sure they're probably very interesting. I probably need to go to some of them. Before the cannibals get here, I'll bet you anything they're coming. I'll bet you. Who wants to take a bet? I bet you Haiti's going to be sending some cannibals. But you know what's not stopping? Spring breakers, folks. Spring breakers. They ain't stopping for shit. They just want to party. And I remember being this age, and I got to tell you, I kind of miss it. I miss being, like, not giving a shit, not giving a fuck about anything. All you want to do is drink and get laid. What happened to those days? That was, honestly, that was just 4 years ago. Coming up on 4 years and 3 months sober. Get out of here. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. So spring breakers, they're not going to be stopped. We won't stop. Spring breakers, revelers, ignore crackdown effort as they pound drinks and film sand wrestling battles in the raucous first weekend. Spring breakers have taken over Florida beaches with party animal antics for yet another year of the king of the long-lasting tradition, despite some cities' efforts to curb the chaos. Let them have fun, man. They're the only ones having fun right now. Let them have fun. We all remember being that age. It's the best age in the, it's the best stage of life. It's so fun. Oh my God. What'd I do to be that age again? Spring breakers have taken over Florida beaches. Man, okay, I already read that. People from all over the country round up during the first weeks of spring break to celebrate their break during college or to just get away and have some fun. We all need that right now. Let's get out and have some fun. Yeah, what'd I do for a fucking shot of tequila and some cocaine? Get the party started. Oh, but I can't. I can't. I'm sober now. And now my drug is coffee. I'm now the lame guy. I'm the lame guy. The lame guy now. In exclusive pictures taken by the U.S. Sun, they celebrated by sunbathing near the water and ripping shots. Parties were seen doing beer bongs, chugging mixed drinks out of jugs, beer pong, and taking straight-up shots of Patron tequila. I used to love Patron. You know what I really, I like 1942. Was it 1942 tequila? I used to sip on that. I used to fill up a glass with 42. I tell them, throw in six shots of 42. I want to drink it all day. I used to love the 1942 tequila. I love the 42. Others were dancing, playing frisbee, throwing footballs, kicking soccer balls, and even wrestling matches. In dramatic footage, a group of mostly men was also seen gathering around two guys having a full-blown wrestling match in the sand. You mean they're enjoying life? You don't want them to enjoy life? You don't want kids to be kids and enjoy their life, their freedom? Nah, can't have that. Look, I'm all about putting rules out there that they can't affect neighborhoods, they can't do certain things, but you know, if it's a confined area, let kids be kids. Let kids have a good time. They have it once in their life and then it's gone forever. Oh, God. Can't they just stay that age forever? I miss it. I miss it. While videos show cheerleaders putting people up into stunts and tumbling across the sand to add to the excitement, the beach is overloaded with all types of action. But it doesn't just stop there with all the surrounding clubs and restaurants pictured packed to the brim. The weather in South Florida begins to reach hot temperatures at the beginning of March, which attracts the wild outbursts. Fort Lauderdale and Miami Beach are generally where the biggest party rendezvous occur, but the later city has said it is breaking up with the partygoers this year, clamping down on the revelry. So they're trying to stop them, basically. It says here, for the past 3 years, there has been an uptick in crime, which I can understand, during these spring break activities and the cities have decided to crack down on this, breaking up the spring break. So Miami Beach warned visitors of curfews, random bag checks on the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession or violence. However, the city was later slammed as woke Karens for an ad encouraging spring breakers not to come. In the theme of the break, I would imagine this is great for the economy. I mean, yeah, you're going to have crime. In the theme of a breakup, actors revealed the new rules that will affect those who plan to party in Miami over the next month. This March, you'd expect things like curfews, bag checks, restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence, the ad claimed. Man, I don't know. The rules, just, you know what? I think they should just go to Texas, man. Go to Texas. Forget. I would try to make Puerto Vallarta, what is it? What's a beach in Texas? Corpus Christi, but the other one. The real nice one in Texas. I should know this, but I don't. I do know it, but it's escaping my mind right now. South Padre, there you go. Thank you, Joe Salami. Salami, whatever. Sorry. But yeah, South Padre, Padre Island. That's where they should go. Go there, man. Go there or go to, I mean, a lot of, I just talked to my waitress the other day. She's going to Cancun. I'm going to Cancun to party. Just forget Florida. Let them suffer. And you all know what I think about old Ronnie boy, Ron DeSantis. Canada moves to ban Christianity? Yep. Changes to a bill, C-367. Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has passed numerous pieces of legislation prohibiting free speech in Canada, yet nothing has been as restrictive as Bill C-367, an amendment to the criminal code that will prohibit Canadians from expressing an opinion based on a belief in a religious text. If passed, people can be arrested for quoting the Bible on Canadian soil. Proponents are cloaking this attack on religion under the premise that it will curtail anti-Semitism. Yet months ago, Justin Trudeau stood with Zelensky and the Canadian Parliament celebrating a known war criminal and even giving him a standing. So this is a, oh boy. This probably needs to be edited out by my editor. So if you catch that. That part needs to be edited out. That's why, folks, watch the shows in real time because some of this stuff gets edited. Let's get to some what the fuck news. Also, everything's on my ninoscorner.tv. The morning shows will go up on ninoscorner.tv a day later. But let's get to some assisted this. When I do this, you all know what that means. Bam! In what the fuck news, Macron announces bill allowing aid in dying under strict conditions. So in an interview with two newspapers, President Emmanuel Macron announced legislation to allow eligible patients to administer a lethal product alone or with assistance. So if you want to do this, bing, you now can. France's President Emmanuel Macron said a bill on assisted dying would go before Parliament in May. Speaking in an interview published Sunday, March 10th, only adults with full control of their judgment suffering an incurable and life-threatening illness in the short to medium term and whose pain cannot be relieved with all will be able to ask to be helped to die, Macron told newspapers. So, I don't know how I feel about this. Minors and patients suffering from psychiatric and neurodegenerative conditions such as Alzheimer's will not be eligible. Why won't they be eligible? Oh, minors won't. You can share an article by clicking on the share icons on the top right of it. So if medical professionals give their consent, a lethal substance will be prescribed for the patient who can administer it themselves or with the help of the third party if they cannot physically do so. The third party can be a volunteer, the doctor, or the nurse treating the patient according to the text, while the substance can be administered at the patient's home in their in care homes for the elderly or care centers. Kind of reminds me of what happened in 2020. Looks like the same shit. Oh, medical experts will have 15 days to respond to the request for help to help to die, and an approval will be valid for 3 months, during which time the patient can retract, Macron said. He said that if medical professionals rejected the request, the patient could consult another medical team or appeal. Precise criteria. Macron added that he wanted to avoid the terms assisted this, you know what I'm about to say, assisted this, being, or euthanasia, because the patient's consent is essential with a role for medical opinion and precise criteria. Until now, French patients in pain, wishing to end their lives, have to travel abroad, including the neighboring Belgium. So they're going to bring this into France. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I don't know how I feel about it, but I think the right to choose, you know, your own path in life is your right. I don't know. It's free will. If you really think about it, it is free will. Old news, whatever. It's brand new news to me. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. And the reason I brought this forward is because, you know, I'm watching my parents get old. And all I can say is it's heartbreaking and it's really hard. And they're tough. They're tough. They're sticking this out. I mean, we do it to animals. You know, I almost did it to Axel. I almost took him the other day to the vet. I'm still holding on because he's holding on, folks. Call me crazy. I don't know. I'm just, he has not given up to me. He has not given up yet. And actually today was the first day that I saw him get up off the floor by himself. So when I have little flashes of hope, I don't know. I just can't take him in. I'm not, it would have been totally understandable if I would have put my dog down 3 weeks ago or a month ago. Totally understandable. But I can't. And my dog's, you know, he's not giving up on me. I'm not going to give up on him. He never gave up on me, folks. And I was in a bad, bad place. But if you make the, if you have a conscious decision, you can't deal with the pain anymore and that's it. You're, let's say you're 85, 90 and you're in pain and you just want to go. I guess I don't see anything wrong with it. That's my opinion. I don't, man, you've lived a long life. You beat all the odds anyway. Or what if you're in excruciating pain and you can't tolerate it? I don't know. My sister was living in that kind of pain, although it was self-induced from alcoholism. My sister died from alcoholism, folks. I don't know if any of you know that, but she did. And I think to myself all the time, like, a lot of the pain she went through the last few months, if she wanted assisted, you know what, I probably would have understood it. Just saying. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know. David Axel and another level picked out your cat for you. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That was all spiritual. I believe in all that. I totally try to live in the spiritual. You know, yeah. Really, really tough time for me, folks, right now, because dealing with all this stuff, aging parents, it's like everything around me right now is really, they're old. Everyone's old. And I'm like, just kind of like playing housekeeper, nurse, the whole thing. It's tough. It's not easy, man. And that's another reason I chose to stay sober. I got to have my wits about me. And also going into this spiritual war, folks, we have got to be on top of our game. We've got to be on top of our game. All right, folks, I'll see you Wednesday. I'll see you guys Wednesday. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, Sancho. Later, folks.